From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight Music, a once-a-month compilation of some of the great music that comes through our studio and conversations with the people who write and perform it. I'm Beth Ruyak. Let's begin the hour with Jessica Malone. She released a full-length album, Miles Left to Walk, in February, and her follow-up record, The Waiting Hours EP, came out this month. I started my conversation with her by asking about the incredible year that she's had.
I'm having a great time. I'm really excited about this new EP.
Is it a formula of just work hard, get better, and things come? Or is there some magic in there somewhere?
It's about working hard. I'm playing all the time. I'm going out there, getting my music in front of as many people as I can, playing with as many people as I can, collaborating. A lot of sending emails.
That's right. Yeah. A little bit of background. Tell me when you started playing music and then at what point you decided you could make it real, you could make it your life.
So I've been playing music for a very long time. I've been singing for just about as long as I can remember.
You're not that old, though, I have to say. So what does that mean? As a little kid, 4, 5, 6, you started?
Yeah, probably about 5.
Okay.
There was a lot of music in my school growing up in Mount Shasta, California. Mm-hmm. There's a great music program in the school, so I was always singing. I think I took my first guitar lesson when I was 8.
Okay.
And I started writing my own songs when I was a teenager. I think it was in my mid-20s, after college, where I studied music. My mid-20s, I was like, this is it. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go for it.
Who else is with you to make the sound?
On the EP, I'm playing acoustic guitar. Brett Rechtfertig is playing electric guitar and slide. Thomas Makrinis on the upright bass. Barry Eldridge on drums. And Georgi Hohobashvili plays the violin.
As a band leader, as the centerpiece of a band, what's the expectation you have of yourself and with your bandmates?
You know, every band dynamic is different. And you're in this relationship, friendship with all of these people in this friendship, and there's all these moving parts. And so I come in with the songs. The structure's there, generally. I'll do some collaborating with, you know, one or two people on what words should I put here, things like this. Bring in the structure, present it to the band, and let them have their creative input for their instruments.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's the best way for me to do it because, for example, if I was to write, you know, an upright bass part, I can maybe hear something in my head, but I like to give that opportunity to someone who really understands that instrument. What would a bass player put as the bass line? So that's my approach to that. And my expectations are for my band to come in, love the music, you know, put good energy onto the music.
I was born with a roving heart and a sojourning soul. Never knew much about staying in one place till I got a little older. She's pulling me again. Must have me confused with the tide. Telling me to get up, get out, get into the night. Telling me. Put it all on the line. Put it all on the line.
I spent a long time solo, just myself playing. Mm-hmm. I think that was a very important part of my career and my growth as a performer and becoming a career musician, knowing that I was able to go and play the show on my own. So then that way, if a show comes up and everyone has their lives, something comes up with a band member and they can't make it to the show or something happens, it's going to be okay. And that friendship is going to stay solid and everything's going to be all right. So there has to be a give and take and there has to be leeway. I think so. My expectations are just love the music and do your best. Come in and just be kind, authentic about what you're writing. Mm-hmm. You know, I need it to be from a good place. I think that's what it is.
The song, A Fine Line. Why did it change from the last record to this record?
A Fine Line, when I recorded it on Miles Left to Walk, I love the way it came out on Miles Left to Walk. It has this beautiful violin melody, and I really like it. I like the drums, the groove, everything about it turned out great. But on this, at this point, that song has evolved so much. I realized that song had just become a completely different song at this point. And it's much more groove-based and less driven by melody. And I wanted to capture that groove. There's a whole new drum beat. There's bowed bass into plucked bass. And then it goes into that driving middle bridge section with these lyrics that I think tie the song together. The way it's set up on the EP, I just needed it both ways. I really wanted people to hear it this way as well, because it almost sounds like two different songs. And it's interesting how with new musicians and just over time, a song can grow and change in such a huge way. I haven't listened to them side by side yet, but I want to go listen and really hear the difference. I'm proud of it both ways, but I think this groove with the 6/8 and all of that is a great representation of the song.
Let's hear a little bit more music from Jessica Malone.
Holding on and letting go. Of letting this life happen without losing all control. They say that peace of mind is resting in the middle, yeah. On a fine line. Where the scales don't tip at all. Oh, and it would be so easy for you to let me down. So tell me, tell me, tell me how far you're gonna let me fall. Oh, and please do it easily. If you do, or don't let me down at all. If you wanna know the high, be prepared to know the low. Each emotion passes by me. Wanna feel it as it goes. One day I'll empty out my pockets, yeah, and go floating on some long breeze. Finally weightless as this breath, going in and out of me. Oh, and it would be so easy for you to let me down. So tell me, tell me, tell me, how far you're gonna let me fall. Oh, and please do it easily, yeah, if you do. Or don't let me down. Cushion the blow. Do it soft, do it slow. Lay me down like a feather, I'll float to the ground below.
Congratulations, and continued good luck with the music and all of it all together.
Thank you. I got my lucky boots.
Your lucky boots. Your lucky boots. We have to talk about your lucky boots. And I think there are lucky socks with your lucky boots, right?
Yeah.
Now, these are beautiful cowboy boots.
Thank you.
You better describe, because someone's going to wonder what they're all about.
They're like army green fry boots with like white flowers up the side.
Yes.
And it's great that we're talking about these boots right now, because just last night I was writing a song with a friend of mine, Nick Foster, and we were writing a song about our boots. And so the first verse was these old leather boots, these boots of mine, worn army green with flowers up the side.
Well, they suit you well. Why are they lucky?
You know, I found them in a thrift store on the coast in Arcata, California, and they're small, and I couldn't believe that I found like the perfect boots in this store, and I put them on and they fit me perfect, and I've worn them at everything important performance wise or in my career, all of my releases, in my videos, all those things, these boots are here. And I have this kind of romantic vision one day that these are going to be, you know, grandma's old old lucky boots that I want. They're going to be grandma's old lucky boots one day.
Lucky grandchild gets to inherit grandma's lucky boots.
I don't have kids, but, you know.
I'm honored that you wore them today, too. You said to everything important, so thank you. That's a compliment.
Yeah, this is very important. This is great.
Well, they suit you well.
Thank you.
Here I go again, out on my own again, right where I started off, before our paths ever crossed. Something gained, something lost. Here I go again. Yeah.
Singer-songwriter Jessica Malone. Her new release is titled The Waiting Hours EP, and you can find our videos of the full band and hear my extended interview at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio.